Hello, Snackers. I'm Amber. Welcome to this bite-sized lesson to increase your English skills. I know you're hungry to learn, so let's get into our English snack. Have you ever felt frustrated that you couldn't describe your feelings well in English? Today, we're continuing our mini-series to help you. Let's say you want to describe how sad you are feeling. I'm sad, I'm very sad, I'm really sad. They sound okay, but let's go deeper and I will show you some ways to help describe your sadness better. When we are sad, native English speakers often talk about our mood being down. Here are some common expressions native speakers use to say we are sad with example sentences. 1. To feel down. Example: I feel down because the weekend is over. 2. To be down in the dumps. Example: I'm down in the dumps after my team lost the championship. 3. To be down and out. Example: after losing my job, I feel so down and out. 4. To be in a funk. Example: he has been in a funk ever since his girlfriend broke up with him. 5. To feel or be blue. Example: she's blue because it's her first time living alone. 6. To have a heavy heart. Example: I told them the sad news with a heavy heart. 7. To be downhearted. Example: I've been feeling so downhearted lately. I need to talk to someone about it. Next, here are my top 5 ways to say I'm sad, depending on how sad I am. 1. Grief-stricken, meaning to be struck by grief. Example: I was grief-stricken after my cat died. 2. Dejected, meaning sad, especially after a disappointment. Example: I feel so dejected because I didn't get the job. 3. Inconsolable, meaning nobody can cheer you up. Example: she was absolutely inconsolable when her ring was stolen. 4. Melancholic, meaning thoughtful and sad, with no obvious cause. For example, the film had a melancholic soundtrack. 5. Somber, meaning dark, gloomy, or depressing. Example: I'm in a somber mood today. And a bonus, 6. Reduced to tears, meaning your happiness is all gone and all that's left to do is cry. Example: she was reduced to tears when her father died. Well done. You showed up today and finished this episode. That was quite somber, wasn't it? Let's finish on a high then, with this cute phrase. Turn that frown upside down. It means smile. I'm looking forward to sharing another English snack with you soon. So, come hungry for knowledge.